first among the Business Council's policy suggestions is the creation of a special governor's council that would cement the biotech sector as a priority for the Cuomo administration. At a press conference Tuesday, Western New York Assemblyman Robin Schimminger enthusiastically endorsed the idea.
One may think this is just another layer of bureaucracy. Not so.
Schimminger returned to his seat. Then James Moeller, a prominent Buffalo doctor and co-founder of biotech company Androbiosys, took the mic.
My only comment is, how come this hasn't been enacted with all your efforts over these years? I mean, I would have greatly benefited the last 5 years if it had. I mean, to me, we need to catch up here. Would you agree?
I would.
Good.
I can answer the question, too.
Come answer it.
Schimminger defended his record, but admitted more can be done. But Dr. James Moeller, who is a key figure in Western New York's attempt to create a biotech industry, says Albany needs to have a greater sense of urgency.
The state of New York is in a battle with the other 49 states.
Moeller says the state is losing businesses and jobs to states that offer more help to small companies. He'd know his company Androbiosys has been courted by a handful. Moeller also called for the renewal of a small business grant program that expired last year. The legislature failed to address the issue this session, but it's not been forgotten, says John Jennings with the New York Biotechnology Association.
It takes a multiple-year sort of effort to build support and to build the sort of coalition that you need to get changes like this made.
In the meantime, the Business Council will try to convince the governor to take up the mantle of biotech and push the legislature to do the same. So says Heather Bruschetti, Business Council president.
Certainly something that we're hoping will be on his radar. He's a busy guy, but we hope that, you know, before the end of the year we'll see some movement.
According to the Business Council's report, biotech supports a quarter of a million jobs in New York and generates more than $5 billion in wages every year. For WBFO and AM 970, I'm Daniel Robison.